أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وبه نستعين فإنه خير ناصر ومعين. Today is 26 March 2010 and we are having session number 3 of the reality of this. And as you might, just to clarify for you, it is the fourth session, but because I did not record one session, I did not count that, so there is no confusion when I put the thing on the Gmail account. What we discussed in the last two sessions, let me go say, there was the relationship of the body and the soul, and that we have got, I can't remember, can you remind me, did I talk about the three bodies and the soul? Or I spoke about one body? Did I talk about body of material body and barzakhi body and intellectual body? Yes? So, and we spoke about the bodies, that we have done, we have got more than one body, and that we have three bodies which are there at the same time, and that there is not such a thing that when the material body is finished and then when we die, nafs goes and start the barzakhi body. They're all at the same time. They call it vertically. Whenever something is said vertically in philosophical term, that means one is a lower version of a higher one. They call it tuli. Or tuli in Arabic and Farsi and maybe Urdu as well means vertical. Vertical means like barzakh is in the tool of aql. Material universe is in the tool of barzakh. That means these are lower versions of the same realities. That's what is called reality. So these bodies are also vertical. They are in the tool of each other. So each of these bodies are lower version of the higher body. Material body is the lower version of barzakhi body, and barzakhi body is the lower version of the intellectual body. An important issue is also that we understand material body is called infa'aliyye. Infa'aliyye means it takes effect. And those who know Arabic, they know what more know about this word. Infa'ali is sort of reactive. So it's probably as opposed to fa'ali. Fa'ali means the one who does the work. Infa'ali is the one who takes the work. So they say because material body is infa'aliyye, it has got a major difference with barzakhi body and intellectual body. It is because it is infa'ali, at a time it will totally dissociate from the nafs, and it will be remain, it will be left back, and nafs comes out of it, if you can say so. Whereas the barzakhi body and intellectual body are, it's like they are part and pieces of the soul. So they are, whatever barzakhi body takes and intellectual body takes, they will affect directly the nafs. Whereas the effect of material body on nafs is very minimal. It's not that much. So if we have got pain, if we have got problems in our material body, if we have got heart problem, we have got brain problem, whatever type of problem we have, when we die, those problems are not with us anymore. Finish. If you remember, in those NDA video clips near these experiences we had, almost all of those people who were experiencing this said that how much they felt better and how good it was, what a nice experience it was. They all felt they're light, they're this, they're that. And basically, the reason for all of that is all these problems of the material body was not with them anymore. That's one of the reasons. Plus that the fact that material body is very something it creates limitations for the soul. So the moment soul is out of material body, it feels all that vastness and greatness that while it is in material body, he cannot experience that. So, but barzakhi body and intellectual body are not like that. They are different in the sense that when, because of they are being shaped up in this world that we are living, whatever we create them, if we create them, if we make them blind, if we do not give them the proper material, if they are blind, the nafs will be blind as well. If they become, if intellectual body becomes blind, the nafs will be blind. So that's the major difference of material body and intellectual and barzakhi body. An important issue which is going to help us in the understanding of the discussions that we have is to understand harakati johari. We have spoken bits and pieces here and there about transcendental motion, but we have possibly we will allocate few sessions, one or two sessions at least, to harakati johari to make that understand. And then there is another philosophical principle that they say shay'iyat. Shay'iyat shay' means the thingness. I don't know how to translate it into English. Shay'iyat means the thingness. Shay'iyat shay' is with the surat. Surat means form, okay? We are not talking, when you say surat, we are talking about form. We are not talking about face. Shay'iyat means, for instance, when you say water, waterness is with the surat of water. Of course, these words do not exist, but I hope I'm trying to make you understand. When you say waterness, that means that thing to be water, that waterness of the water is not with the matter of the water, is with the surat of the water. Let's a little bit elaborate on this. When we say, for instance, when we say gold, this metal, or you say silver, or any other metal. When we say gold, the gold being gold is not to do with the material it has. It is that when you think about gold, what do you think about gold? When you think about gold, you do not think about the material of it. I don't know what is in I've forgotten. We learned that in high school. The chemical formula of gold. Do you remember, any of you? Let's say salt, that I remember. Salt, we know it is ClNa. It's NaCl. Okay, because in Farsi we read it differently. NaCl. And when you think about salt, you don't think about NaCl. You don't think what material it has. Never comes to your mind. What comes from the hearing of the soul, what comes to your mind, is that saltiness of salt. That is what makes salt in your mind. When you think about water, you don't think about that two molecules of oxygen and one molecule of hydrogen, or what material it has. That characteristics and of the water is what first, as the first thing comes to your mind, that has got that wetness of it. Of course, there's a combination of these things together, wetness and of course they also say coldness, although the water is not referring to that so much, probably to the temperature as such, but there is some sort of coldness of the thought of the water and what it does. That is what comes to your mind when you hear water. When you hear about fire, it never comes to our mind what material the fire has. The first thing it comes to mind is that heat and burning effect of the water, of the fire, that makes fire, fire. So those are surat of those objects. Those heat and burning characteristics of fire is that is called the surat of fire. That what comes to your mind about water, that state of how it battles with fire, how it puts off the fire, or any other things about water. Sometimes it's not easy even to explain it, but we all know there's a certain meaning and characteristics comes to our mind when we talk about water. That is surat of the water. So another word, maybe one can say mahiyat of these objects are surat of them. But mahiyat, in a sense that, because whatever in meaning in that mahiyat exists, that is about that object too. When you think about gold, you never think about the material of gold, and that is the surat of it. That way you think that you know of gold, and you think of gold, and comes to your mind of gold or silver or any other metal, that is what makes gold gold, and what makes silver silver. So assume, or let's only assume that we are, because I really don't know anything about chemistry, because when I was doing the high school